And we're going to open up our hymnals for our final hymn to 161. We'll stand for our final hymn, 161. And don't you just love to tell people the story of Jesus? You know, it's the Holy Spirit in you. It has to come out. And indeed, it comes out by us telling others about Him. Let's sing it, 161, I love to tell the story, and we'll sing the first, the third, and the fourth. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lord. I love to tell the story of unseen things above. Of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell you the story of Jesus and His love. Amen. Praise the Lord. On the third. Love to tell the story. 'Tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it. Oh, please be seated, folks. What a blessing to tell others. What a privilege it is to tell others the old story of the gospel, how that Jesus loved us and died for our sins. Amen? And that wasn't the End of the story. He got up on the third day and rose from the dead for you and me. Oh, what a blessing it is. Praise the Lord. We'll sing again afterwards. Let's grab our Bibles this morning, folks, and open up to the book of Philippians this morning. The book of Philippians. And get yourself over to chapter number 2. Oh, glory to God. As you know, I always pray and ask the Lord what to bring on a Sunday morning. And this week he led me to a most incredible passage of scripture here in the second chapter of Philippians concerning the blessed Lord Jesus and his glorious name. Amen. I love that name, the name of Jesus. The world mocks it. The world takes his name in vain. The world abuses his name and berides his name. But we love his name. Amen? We love his name because we love him. In Philippians chapter 2 this morning, let us stand for the reading of God's holy word. As Paul has been preaching to the church of Philippi, the glories of the gospel. Of course, he's in a Mamertine prison in Rome while he's writing to Philippi. You know that. He's imprisoned. He's incarcerated. But Paul's not down in the dumps. Amen? In fact, the theme of the book of Philippians is the joy of the Lord. You know, you can be in the coldest, darkest dungeon and have the joy of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? It doesn't matter what I'm going through. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen? Look with me here in chapter number 2. We'll begin reading in verse 5. Paul says to the church of Philippi, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Beloved, I want to speak to you this morning on the name above all names. Father in heaven, how we thank you this morning for that blessed name, the precious name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that it says here in our text that his name is above every other name in eternity. We thank you, Lord, that at his name devils tremble. At his name souls are saved. At his name heaven and earth are moved. Glory to God. There's power in his name. We're so thankful that we've called upon that name of Jesus Christ for salvation. We've entered into holy covenant with thee. We're the children of the King, and he's coming back for us soon. And Father, we pray for your encouragement, Holy Spirit of God, today, through your preached word, you'd show us what these things mean concerning that name that is above every name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Please be seated, church. Glory to God this morning. The songwriter said, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." There's just something about that name. Amen? I love it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Sing it with me. Master, Savior, Jesus. Like a fragrance after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, there's something about that name. Amen. I'm so glad this morning when an Old Testament saint, while reading the Bible, the Torah, the Pentateuch and what they had of the Old Testament, they would come to the name Lord Yahweh, that's Yahweh. They viewed it so holy that they would not speak it. They would substitute another name for God, or most often simply replace it, speaking the words, the name. The name. When writers and preachers of the New Testament spoke of the name, the predominantly Jewish congregations knew exactly who they were speaking of. That name that is above all names. The name of Jesus. I want to speak to you this morning on the name above all names for a few moments. I want to give you some things concerning that name. The first one is this. That name, it's a comforting name. Amen? The name of Jesus is a comforting name. Look with me in verse number 8. We read, "And being found in fashion as a man, he," Jesus, "humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God, the Father, also hath highly exalted him and given him a what?
Name.
A name which is above every name." Glory to God. It's a comforting name. For Acts 4:10, don't turn there. Paul said, "Be it known," Peter said, "be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole." And whatever the needs are in your life, beloved, they can be met by his name. Amen? In the name of Jesus, I'm here to tell you, you are blessed. Glory to God. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go. Precious name, oh how sweet. Joy, hope of earth and joy of heaven. That's his name. That's his name. Amen? Yes, indeed. I've visited the hospital and watched the mother of a suffering child find hope in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? I've stood on the bedside of a dying saint and seen a peace come over him after hearing the name of Jesus read from the Bible. There's power in that name, and it's a comforting name when you need comfort. Glory to God. Charles Wesley, the incredible preacher and hymn writer, wrote, "Jesus, the name calms my fears, that bids my sorrow cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace." Beloved, I'm so glad this morning that there's comfort in his name. There's comfort in the name of Jesus. No matter what you're going through, you can find strength and you can find comfort in that name. First, it's a comforting name. Second, this morning, it's a strengthening name. It's a strengthening name. Look at verse 11. Verse 11, "And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is what?
Lord.
Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Listen to me, folks. Jesus Christ is Lord, and that means that in his name there is strength. Amen? There's not strength in any other name, but the name of Jesus Christ. Luke 10:17, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Through thy name. They had strength. They had power over the enemy through his name. Beloved, there's power in his name. At his name, demons flee. By his name, prayers are answered. For his name, angels stand in wait to do his bidding. In the name of Jesus, kingdoms have been built. Armies have been destroyed. Because of the name of Jesus, even the wind and waves are subject to his voice. He can calm the storm and set the captive free. At the name of Jesus, not only are sins forgiven, but they are removed to be remembered no more. At the name of Jesus, I've seen drunks become sober. Thieves become trustworthy. At the name of Jesus, I've seen drug addicts, prostitutes, and murderers become model citizens of society. Because of his name, one of these days, graves are going to split wide open. The dead are going to live again because of his name. We which are alive and remain will be changed by the power of his name, glorified. We'll be reunited with saved loved ones and friends who've gone on before us because of his name. And then shall be written, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? For even death and the grave are subject to his name. There's power in that name. Amen. Glory to God. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Crown him Lord of all because of that wonderful name. It's a comforting name, beloved. It's a strengthening name today. But thirdly, it's a revealing name. It's a revealing name. Look at verse number 9 in our text. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Now, because God the Father hath exalted his Son to the highest position of authority in the universe, it's a revealing name. He sees and knows everything. Amen? Listen carefully. In Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare asked the question, what's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell just as sweet. Listen, there are many great names in history. Napoleon, Homer, Washington, Lincoln, Caesar, Plato, Beethoven, Spurgeon. But none of these names can compare with the name of Jesus. His name is above every other name. Aren't you glad this morning, church? In Matthew 16, don't turn there, verse 13. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Verse 14, and they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, so one of the prophets. He saith unto them, verse 15, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said unto him, flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, Peter, but my Father which is in heaven. Why? Because the name of Jesus is a revealing name. It's a revealing name. Listen carefully. To the artist, he is the one altogether lovely. To the architect, he is the chief cornerstone. To the astronomer, he's the son of righteousness. To the baker, he's the living bread. To the banker, he's the hidden treasure. To the biologist, he is the life. To the carpenter, he's the sure foundation. To the doctor, he's the great physician. To the educator, he's the great teacher. To the farmer, he's the sower and lord of the harvest. To the florist, he's the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. To the geologist, he's the rock of ages. To the horticulturist, he's the true vine. To the judge, he's the righteous judge. To the juror, he's the true witness. To the jeweler, he's the pearl of great price. To the editor, he's the good tidings of great joy. To the optometrist, he's the light of the eyes. To the philosopher, he's the wisdom of God. To the printer, he's the true type. To the servant, he's the good master. To the student, he's the incarnate truth. To the toiler, he's the giver of rest. To the sinner, he's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And to the Christian, he's the Son of the living God, the Savior, Redeemer, and Lord.
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
Why? Because it's a revealing name. Amen? Listen carefully. It's a comforting name this morning, beloved. It's a strengthening name this morning, beloved. It's a revealing name this morning, but fourthly, it's a saving name this morning. Look at it in verse number 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Notice he says every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? It's a saving name. Listen to me. If you don't confess Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin, you can't be saved. You can't go to heaven. Why? His name is a saving name. There's no other name that we can be saved by but the name of Jesus. Acts 4:12, don't turn there. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name given amongst men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Amen. It's a saving name. Buddha can't save you. Muhammad can't save you. Gandhi can't save you. Allah can't save you. Only the name of Jesus can save you. I'm so glad this morning. And beloved, Matthew 1:21, the angel told Mary, "This she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Glory to God. It's a saving name. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You've got to believe on his name. Amen. Unto salvation. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a saving name. Glory to God. I'm so glad it's a saving name. One final thing I want you to see. It's a comforting name. Oh, it's a strengthening name. It's a revealing name. It's a saving name. But finally, it's a worthy name. It's a worthy name, church. Look at this. Verse number 10. Don't miss this. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, devil. Every knee shall bow. Why? Because it's a worthy name. It's a worthy name. I'm so glad his name is worthy to be worshipped. It's worthy to be called upon. It's worthy to be adored. Amen. And trusted. Three ways I see that his name is worthy. First, it's a name that is worthy to suffer for. Look at Acts. Don't turn there. Just listen. Acts 5:40. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, They commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Verse 41, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Why were they rejoicing? Because they suffered for his name. Folks, I'm here to tell you this morning that his name is worthy to suffer for. I'm going to tell you the truth this morning, church. There's some suffering in the Christian life, in case you haven't noticed. Oh yeah, it's not all a bed of roses, is it? We have trials, we have problems, we have inflictions, and the devil throws everything but the kitchen sinks and sometimes that at us as well. But you know what? It's all worth it. Because Jesus' name is worthy to suffer for. Secondly, it's a worthy name because his name is worthy to die for. His name is worthy to die for. Acts 21:13, then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Paul said, I'm worthy to die for my Lord Jesus in his name. Amen? Listen, folks, Acts 15:26, these are men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you willing to hazard your life for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because I want to tell you this morning that his name is worthy to die for. His name is worthy to suffer for. His name is worthy to die for. And thirdly, his name is worthy to live for. His name is worthy to live for, church. Listen carefully. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, don't turn there. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Amen. Sacrifice for, stand up for, speak up for the name of Jesus. He's worthy. He's worthy to live for. He's worthy to die for. He's worthy to suffer for. He's worthy to serve. I'm here to tell you this morning, church. In concluding, in Psalm 20, in verse number 7, some trust in chariots, David said, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. The name of the Lord our God. His name is Jesus. Amen. His name is a name above all names. There have been names that I've loved to hear, but never has there been a name so dear to this heart of mine as the name divine, the precious name of Jesus. There is no name in earth or heaven above that we should give such honor and such love as the blessed name. Let us all acclaim that wondrous, glorious name of Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name, and that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Isn't his name sweet? Isn't his name lovely? Isn't his name worthy today, folks? I'm here to tell you that his name is a name above all names. And in the name of Jesus, you can't be defeated. In the name of Jesus, you can't lose a battle. In the name of Jesus, you are eternal victors, conquerors, more than conquerors. Why? Because of his name. You carry with you the most powerful name in all of eternity, the name of Jesus Christ. I am so glad this morning that in the name of Jesus, we're going to enter those pearly gates. In the name of Jesus, we're going to walk those streets of gold. In the name of Jesus, we're going to bow before his throne and worship the King forever. Amen? Why? Because of his name. It's the name above all names. Let's pray. Father in heaven, how we thank you this morning for the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm so thankful this morning that there came a day in the life of Bob Oliver. It was October 3rd in 1986 that I found that glorious name to be true. The name of Jesus I called upon, and I was saved from my sins. I've never been the same since. Lord, I'm so thankful for the transformation that your name brings to the life of any sinner. I am so glad today that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. I am so glad, Lord, that each of us is a whosoever. And I'm so glad that you're not prejudiced. You don't care if they're black or white or purple or red. Lord, I'm so glad you want them all to come and call upon that blessed name, the name of Jesus. But one last thing, Lord, we want to thank you this morning that the text says that you emptied yourself of all your glory and majesty in heaven, and became one of us in order to be obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Lord, that's the reason why your name is above every name, because you were willing to live for us and to die for us and to rise again for our justification. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise your holy name today, the precious name of Jesus. We love that name, and we will worship that name until you come, and then forevermore. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. The people said, amen. Amen. Let's grab our hymnals, beloved. I want to sing about that name. Amen. Let's stand. And we'll have a closing hymn of invitation this morning concerning that blessed name. Open up your hymnal to hymn 13. Hymn 13. And the title says it all. All hail the power of what? Jesus' name. Amen. Of Jesus' name. Glory to God. Let's sing it to the Lord. All four.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem. Chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown. Tribe on this terrestrial hall to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord.
God. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. What a blessing to know that his name is above all. And what a day that'll be, beloved, when we get to crown him Lord of glory. Amen? Oh, glory. Let's pray and we'll be dismissed. And don't forget, have a coffee and a piece of cake with us after church here at Little Fellowship. Father, how we thank you this morning for a refreshing message from your word concerning that glorious name that we have each fallen in love with. We are so thankful this morning, Lord, that we've got the joy of the Lord, we've got the strength of the Lord, we've got the power of the Lord Jesus because we love that name. We're so thankful, Lord, that that name of Jesus unlocks all of the blessings of heaven. We're so thankful this morning, Lord, that that name cleanses us from every stain of sin, gives us the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and gives us the Holy Spirit of God. We're so thankful this morning, Lord, that we know where our bread is buttered. It's by that name of Jesus Christ. We love you today, and we thank you for our church family. We pray, Lord Jesus, you'd send more folks to us. Lord, that your house might be full, that your name may be glorified in greater capacity. And Lord, we'll give you all the glory, all the praise, all the credit for every good thing that gets done. It's because of that name, the name of Jesus. We love you for it, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, the people said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, folks. Let's...